Steph, good morning.
Good morning. So we're going to start with Dirty Projectors. It's, of course, the band led by David Longstreth, and who you might remember from last year. They released a self-titled album, which was largely a solo effort and essentially a breakup album that kind of saw the end of his long-term relationship with girlfriend and bandmate Amber Kaufman. It was full of self-reflection and heartbreak and lament. But look, he's done a 180. And with his new record, Lamplit Prose, it's kind of a mark to his return to collaboration, and it sees a lot of guest features from Sid from the Internet, Rostam, Robin Pecknold of Fleet Foxes, Empress of, and so many more people as well. So it's a feel-good and really robust record, packed with frenzied rhythms, some real bright vocal pops, shimmering melodies, and flexing that kind of experimental muscle that we've come to see the Dirty Projectors do over, you know, their many albums, and it's something that we've come to really love about them. So think about the joy that comes from, you know, a confetti cannon bursting. I feel like that is what this album is essentially about, I guess.
Is this the album that Breakthrough is off that we've been playing for the last few weeks?
Yes, that's right. So you would have heard that single spinning across to SER. But yeah, now the album is finally out, and we're going to take a cut from it that we haven't heard from. That hasn't been a single, and we haven't heard spinning. This one is called I Feel Energy.
Well, I've been playing Breakthrough to a dance around the house, so I'm looking forward to this one. This is also going on the Dance Around the House playlist.
Right, something for your Monday morning, just to lift you up from, you know, wherever you are, walking into work or your commute there. Yeah, things are going to be okay.
We're off to a good start,
yeah, with this one from Dirty Projectors. And, yeah, the album is Lamp Lit Prose, and it's out now.
Very, very cool. What else have we got?
So I'm going to introduce you to an American multi-instrumentalist. Her name is Hannah Van Loon. She goes by the name Tanuki-chan, and she's put out a brilliant debut album called Sundays. And this one was actually produced by and co-written with Chaz Bear of Toro y Moi, who along with Hannah played every single instrument that you'll hear on the record. And it's an album, I think, that's one for winter. It's really warm, full of glistening shoegaze pop. It's washed with pummeling synths, really fuzzy toned guitars and airy vocals that really kind of soar to the highest of highs. And yeah, so Hannah grew up playing classical music, and you might have heard her in bands like Trails and Ways, but yeah, she struck out on her own and working with Chaz Bear from Toro y Moi for this album Sundays. So let's take a cut from it now. This track is called Perfect.
Very cool.
Yeah, some really beautiful stuff there from Tanuki-chan. And we're going to end and look locally to Melbourne Cans. And yeah, you guessed it, they're from Melbourne. It's their second album from these guys. It's called Heat of the Night. And it's largely influenced by film and neo-noir. So think dark, packed with emotive melodrama and really haunting stuff here. Between the two vocalists, Nina, Renee, and Ian Wallace, you're kind of led into this manic, apocalyptic world, but it's also just really, really hypnotic and a band to watch this year. So, yeah, I'm going to just let the music speak for itself and end here with Melbourne Cans and their track, Baby, Don't Be There.
Thanks, Steph.
Stop me.